Blade Emboria and Hades Guide to Nerddom. Today's episode we are discussing all things video games and such related. I am your wonderful host, Becca, joined ever by the equally wonderful
Becky.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're
back.
Yeah. We're back after our there definitely wasn't an episode between the live one and this one that we didn't record before the live one. But we're back for a mainsode where you can't see us.
Woo!
And we can just see each other and wave wildly. Go away. Sorry, I had a pop-up that was like, would you recommend this? I had a pop-up that was like, would you recommend this? It's like, I'm busy!
Oh, is that from Soundtrap? Yeah. Yes. I got the same one.
Soundtrap, I am busy. How dare you? So we're going to talk all things video games. All things video games, I say very broadly. We're going to talk for however long we talk about video games that we like, have played, do play, want to play, have seen in a shop. Who knows?
Video games.
So, what's the first video game you remember playing? Because probably the first video game you played, you may not remember.
Yeah.
You may have not realised it was a video game, like, there are some games where I'm like, oh yeah, that is actually a video game and not just a thing.
Yeah, like, I always remember playing, like, Minesweeper and stuff like that on the PC. But the first video game that I definitely remember playing, which I recognised being a video game, was Hercules on the PS1.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was my first game.
I have my PS1 somewhere still. I have all of my PlayStation still.
Yeah.
I have 1 to 4, and I have them all. PS5 is just concept at the moment, so go away. I remember that. I also, did you remember, like, looking back at those games thinking the graphics were really cool?
Yes.
And then you look at them now when you're like, oh.
Yeah. Well, I have a PS2.
Yeah.
And I have Hercules for it. And I plugged it in and I was like, why did I want this game back? The nostalgia.
Definitely the nostalgia. I have done that. I've definitely replayed games and kind of gone, wow, nostalgia definitely tinted this game for me.
Yeah.
Mine is probably also on the PlayStation, the first one. I think that's because I was like, this is a gaming console. This is definitely something I have exclusively bought to play games on.
Yeah.
And I remember having Earthworm Jim, which was an amazing game. And with his pocket rocket and all the that game is definitely ruder than I should have been allowed to play, but I think it was just, it's a worm in a spacesuit, so yeah, let it play.
Yeah.
Also, the Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone game.
Oh god, I remember
those
games.
Which I still
games.
Have these.
Yeah.
I still have both, where everyone's hair is perfectly flat against them. Like,
yeah.
Hagrid's beard just goes under his chin and sticks to his neck and it looks... And again, it was one of those games where I was like, I remember this being fun. And then I was like, why are you all so terrifying? I wonder, I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe. Did you play The Sims?
I did, yeah. I was obsessed with it.
Which Sim? I really like The Sims. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I did do a lot of murder in The Sims.
Hello, Zeus.
Which, did you start with Sims? Hello, Zeus. He's like, I'm ready for my camera moment, mother.
Yeah.
But this time, you can't be on camera, Zeus. Well, you can, but only I will see you. Which Sims games did you start with? Because they were always one that it took me ages to realise were video games.
Yeah, I think I probably started with number 2. That's at least the one that I have the most memory of.
Same.
I could have possibly started with the first one, but I honestly don't remember it as well. So I'm going to go with 2.
I think I remember my sister having the first one.
Mm.
And I got the second one. So, you know, because I was the younger sister, so
yeah,
I get the new thing.
Although, yeah, remember, because obviously computer games took a while to, like, seep into my knowledge, but the thing that I did always play was the browser games.
Oh, yeah.
So,
did you have it where
Penguin.
You would go on the computers at school?
Yes.
And, like, have to try and find a way around it?
Yeah.
And you'd come up with, like, all the weird... I never played Club Penguin.
Oh, really?
It was something I managed to miss.
Oh.
I completely missed Club Penguin, and apparently everyone's, like, got super fun nostalgia for it, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure it won't hold up right now.
Probably not.
I don't think if I went to it now, I would be like, wow.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, like, breaking the ground or anything when it first started.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Sell me Club Penguin. I went to call it Pub Clelbin.
I can't sell you Club Penguin because it was a free-to-play browser game. So it's already free, okay. Becca.
It is, yeah, I don't know, there's probably microtransactions in it, secret.
Probably, there is now, I imagine.
There's microtransactions in everything.
Yeah. There's even transactions in the browser game that I'm playing now, but we'll come on to that later.
What about that later? What do you think, like, from, like, the games you remember playing, like, when you were younger, mm-hmm. what was, like, your favourite, or, like, the game that just kind of stood out in your head the most? And you're always like, ah!
The game that I always remembered playing, and when I re-got my PlayStation 2, was the game that I absolutely had to have, was the Smarties game. You played as a blue Smartie, and you had to, like, rescue the other Smarties, and it was the most fun.
I remember that game. I haven't thought about that game in years, but I remember that. That's so weird. I remember because I was really smart. When I got my PlayStation 2 for my birthday,
mm-hmm.
My mum bought me PlayStation 2, I think 4 different games, but didn't buy me a memory card.
Oh, that's always the worst.
So I couldn't save.
Yeah.
And I realised this while playing, I was such a cool kid, I was playing the Finding Nemo game.
Excellent.
And I'd gotten through a bit that was a real bitch, and my mum was like, you've got to go to bed now, stop playing. And then I was like, I can't save. So I basically had to leave my PlayStation on all night so I could play it again in the morning and carry on.
Excellent.
And then basically my mum realised I was doing that and just turned my PlayStation off and I lost all my progress.
Oh no.
And then I finally got a memory card. So I was like, I need it. And she was like, no, you don't. And then she realised I was going to keep trying to leave my PlayStation on all night. So she's like, fine, we'll go get you a memory card. So, yeah, that was a fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun. Oh, God, I can't think when that would have been. 2000s.
Yeah, probably. The other one that I absolutely remember playing and absolutely loved was Pokemon Colosseum for the GameCube.
I loved the GameCube.
I loved the GameCube too.
That is still one of my favourite consoles ever.
I'm sad. Mine just went missing. We had the games, but we didn't have the actual console anymore. So it was a very sad time.
I had a console. My console went missing. Definitely not to my sister's house. Where it still is. I think the game I remember, I always associate with the GameCube and why I love it, is Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Mm.
I love that game probably more than I should. It's probably got a huge nostalgia tint on it as well. So if I went back and played it now, I'd probably hate it. And I go, why did I love this game so much? Yeah. But I remember just being in a boat and sailing around being like, this is the coolest game ever. Ah, and also thinking that it looked really good. And now I look at it and I'm like,
I thought the same with the Smarties
game. He's got some really sharp edges. you do kind of look at them. Also, I've got to say Manhunt. Which I had on the PlayStation 2, which was actually a really controversial game because it was super violent. Because you play as a guy just going around murdering people.
So
to the point my mum got rid of it and my granddad rebought it for me because he was like, she'll be fine. And I haven't murdered anyone, so I guess violent video games don't make you into a murderer.
Ah, that's fun. That's interesting to know.
Yeah. I know, isn't it good to know?
Yeah.
And I that's again a game that I remember being really cool visually. Mm. I was like, oh, there's blood and there's guts, and then I looked at a video of it not too long ago and I was like, ooh. I still have that game as well. I do have my Manhunt game.
I did remember the name. There was a game that I always used to play with my mum. My mum was obsessed with this game, and so like I then started playing it with her, or, you know, she would do it and then I would play the game after she'd played it. Mm. Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, Ratchet and Clank.
I love that game so much.
I love that game too. And I remember playing. I didn't play all of the Ratchet and Clanks because there were like a couple of random ones that I was like, I don't remember this coming out.
Yeah.
Have you played the new Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, for the PS5.
Well, the one that came out on the PS4. But I'm discounting all PS5 games because I don't have a PS5.
There is one that's just come
out. Is a new one for the PS5 as well, yes. But unless someone really loves Liam wants to send me a PS5, I can't play it.
No.
Or I need to go rob a bank. Maybe, oh no, the video games made me violent.
Oh no.
Oh shit.
Too much Grand Theft Auto.
Do you remember, did you play Grand Theft Auto when it was top down?
Yes.
And you just drove around on the streets, and I again thought that was really, looked so cool.
Do you know what I did?
What?
I used to play that game, not complete any of the missions, do any of the side quests, nothing. I would get in a car that I had stolen from a random lady driving it down the road. And I would drive and follow the speed limit. I'd stop when the red light was on.
I would do that as well. You would just play it like you were just a normal person. You're like, ah, this is the ultimate thing I can do. I used to do that as well. I used to have the two Simpsons games on the GameCube, the Hit and Run and Road Rage.
Yeah.
And I would do that in them as well. I would just drive around, like, swerve out the way of people. I wouldn't use any of the shortcuts. There'd be like the big ramp set up, and I'd drive around them, and I'd stop at lights, and I'd stop at stop signs. And I was like, I look at that now and I'm like, why the fuck did I do that? Then why was that fun?
You get people who are like, oh, well, why do people play the truck simulator game? You're literally just sat in a truck and driving. And I'm like, yes, but that's what I did for hours. I sat in a car and I drove for hours.
I've never had any of like those simulators, so like the farm simulator, truck simulator, train. I think there's a simulator for every mode of transport now.
Probably.
I did have some of the racing games, like I had your Gran Turismos and your GP Racings. I had those and those were fun.
I
loved seeing if I could flip cars.
Yes, that was fun. But I swear that doing the driving around as a normal citizen would in a car actually helped with the driving abilities when it came to the racing games. Because, like, I am pretty damn good at the racing games.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. Oh, this is a thing. Right. How good are you at Super Mario Kart?
I am the best at Super Mario Kart.
Whereas I'm not. I'm terrible at Super Mario Kart. But, because I remember, do you remember when we played a game of Super Mario Kart and I managed to get my camera stuck on the reverse? So all I could see was behind me and I still managed to come like third? But I'd managed to just press a button. I couldn't work out which one it was to flip it back. So I was just spent the whole time going, I have no idea where I'm going. And I was using the tiny map in the corner to rely on to work out what was in front of me. It was those. I nearly got killed by so many Goombas because they kept walking out of nowhere. But shoot, yeah, I definitely. I'm not bad at it. I just. I'm also one of those people that really likes playing Rainbow Road.
Yes.
And I also really like people who get overly annoyed about games. I love playing with those people because I'm worst. If I know you get annoyed by people hitting you or anything like that, I will go out of my way to annoy you.
Oh, I'm my God, the that worst reminds to play me. When I was at uni, I had a friend who was very much into their video games, and a friend had come for a visit. I'd gone to bed because I wasn't feeling well, but Andrew and his friend had stayed up and they were playing blind Call of Duty with the other housemates. And Andrew and his friend were doing very, very well because they've been friends for years, so their communication was just like on point.
Yes.
Whereas the other guy who was playing with his girlfriend, and he was getting so angry. I could hear them from my bedroom, and they were like, this was a three-story house, I guess. They were on the like regular like street level floor, and I was floors above them.
Oh, okay. That is, yeah, that is quite funny.
And I could hear him like screaming and yelling because he wasn't winning this game. And yeah, that was a time.
Yeah, I used to really, really like playing things like Call of Duty. I used to do a lot of the shooters.
Yeah.
It was something I got really fucking good at as well. And whenever I was bored, I used to love just my whole tactic for a while was just to pick the biggest gun and walk around because it annoys people. Yeah. And then if I wanted to, I could switch to like a rifle or something and I'd be a dab hand, and it used to piss people off immensely. But one time I was just walking around with my minigun, plowing down people, and I managed to mow down the highest ranked guy in the game, who had just been like camping, sniping everyone because he was a prick, because pricks do that. And I nicked his gun. And he had a bright pink decked out gun. So I nicked his gun and I was just running around with it. And he spent the rest of the game trying to kill me because he was really angry. He was making himself really obvious. So he kept just getting in the way of my minigun.
Excellent.
And I did get snotty messages from it.
Aww.
Did you ever do voice chat?
No.
You never braved it?
No, I heard the comments when, like, my older brother would play the games. There was no way I was going to be using voice chat.
I would use voice chat occasionally. I did also, while at uni, we used to have a fun game of my friend would play, because he was also a really good gamer, and I would chat over the mic, just to basically annoy people. And I do remember we signed in and I went, hello everyone. And they went, are you a girl? I went, no, my name is Tony. And they're just like, so they spent the whole time trying to work out if I was a girl, because I sound like me and I sound like a girl, but I was adamant my name was Tony.
Yeah.
And we kind of signed up, we're finishing the match, and we were like, yeah, I'm going for dinner now, guys. They were like, but are you a girl? And I went, guys, I've got some bad news for you. Tony can be a girl's name. Bye! Yeah. And just left. Yeah. I did love getting the make me a sandwich bitch questions. Yeah. Not questions, statements.
Yeah, they're not really imaginative, are they?
No, but if you point out, like, I was like, so you want the 1950s housewife thing, do you? And he went, yeah, it's how women were. I went, well, I hope you've got a well-paying 9-to-5 job and you never expect to see kids and you're going to buy me a house because that's the 1950s man aesthetic.
Yeah.
For some reason, they never like that side of things.
No, they just want to keep playing their video games.
Because there'd be no playing the video games. I'm allowed to develop an alcohol problem, but they're not allowed to play video games.
Yeah.
Wait, why am I saying no to this? This sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm the one at home all the time. I can start a book club. It mostly involves bitching and getting drunk.
Yeah, maybe we should do this.
Perfect. We should do this. Or you can have the sewing circles. That's the same thing, but with sharp needles.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
And alcohol.
Anyway, back to video games.
Back to video games, us. Yes.
Just, yeah. What games are you playing right now? Physically, right now, what are you playing?
Physically, right now, I'm not playing anything because I'm talking to you. But some of the games that I have become kind of maybe just a little bit obsessed with is a browser game that I was talking about earlier called Fallen London, a And I'm like, everybody now needs to play that and add me.
I haven't started playing.
Start playing it and add me. It is a free-to-play game. It sits in your browser. You can play it on your phone. Play it.
I love being bullied into playing games. It's the thing my mum warned me about.
But it's like a little like RPG type thing. And you get to make the decisions.
Okay.
And you get like little fat globules and pulsating amber, and it's a lot of fun. You get rats on strings.
Wait, what the hell is this game about?
London.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, actually. Yeah. Okay. Other than the game that everyone should play and add you on, have you been playing anything else?
Yes. I've completely forgotten the name of it. No, House Flippers. Everybody
You're
should play that game,
too. You're still playing House Flippers?
Yes. Because it is a great game.
I can't remember
game.
If that was on a previous episode. It was just something when we were chatting.
It was
Becky
just something when we were chatting.
For a while, Becky was just 100% obsessed with House Flippers. She played so much of it, and it was just all she kept saying, talking about was House Flippers. Have you played House Flippers? Hey, you should play House Flippers. Have you heard of... There is other DLCs for House Flippers. House Flippers, guys. What about if we made House Flippers, but in real life?
You can get it on your mobile phone now, too. So, I have it everywhere.
Yes, Becky can play House Flippers wherever she goes.
Yeah.
Which is also, I was very disappointed to find out that it's not about physically flipping houses.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Game developers, make the game for me. I want a game about flipping houses completely with my bare hands.
Oh, what games are you currently playing at the moment then?
I have been playing very cutesy games on the Switch. I've been playing a game called Piku Niku.
Oh.
Which is adorable. You play as a little blob with legs.
Of course.
And you basically have, you arrive in a town who think you're a monster, and then they realise you're not. So you just have to solve problems for the town. But it's very, you know, it's very sweet. You don't have to really do much, but it's very fun and creative.
Yeah.
And you get to annoy things. There's a point where a rock is sentient and hiding from you, so you have to go around and kick other rocks until you find it. I've also been playing a game called Heave Ho, again on the Switch. Again, very cute and doesn't require much thinking. Basically, it's more fun to play with people. It's a really good fun game to play with people. When you have lots of people, especially if you're sometimes a bit cack-brained like me and you mix up your left and right. Because basically you play as a blob with arms this time. You control your ability to grip with your left and right hand, and you have to solve puzzles to get from one side to the other, and there'll be gaps, so you've got to like swing across.
Yeah.
So if you play with more people, you'll have bigger gaps, so you've got to make chains and swing.
Aww.
And It's stupidly good fun.
Mm.
And the first time I was playing it with a friend, he went, right, now let go of your right hand. And I went, okay, let go of my left hand. And we just dropped to our deaths. Also, as the longer you take, the weirder the game will start getting. At one point, there's a farting llama that will come past. You're taking a really long time and he will just fart. So you have a big fart cloud in the way. I play a lot of weird calm down games.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not the biggest fan of playing games that are particularly stressful.
Mm.
I don't know about you.
I'm...
Do you get angry at games? Do you get the gamer rage?
I don't so much get gamer rage. What I do get is I just, like... It's hard to describe it because it's not quite gamer rage in that, you know, I'm going to stab everyone and scream at them and tell them that their mum's gay, but like I will just be like, fine, I'm just not gonna do it then. You can just sit there and think about your decisions and just stop playing the game.
That's what I do. If I realize I'm like getting annoyed with the game, I'm like, well, fine, I'm just not gonna play it now.
It the game's fault.
Yes, it's always the game's fault. I do that. I got to that, I can't think what game I was playing, but it was like an annoying puzzle, and I went, well, fine, I'm not going to play you anymore. And I now can't go back to that game because it's been so long. I won't remember how to control it and I'm at a really difficult point. So trying to get back into it at that point.
Yeah.
Basically like going back and trying to get back into Dark Souls when all you've got is the final boss.
Yeah. it's probably not going to happen.
No. I will probably just have to restart and hope I don't get annoyed and do the same thing again. But
I was actually playing Alice Madness Returns on a stream once, and that was starting to happen at one of the levels, and I was just like, I'm just going to stop playing you then. I'm just, you know, we're just going to stop playing this game and play something else then if you're not going to behave. And then the game worked.
I have done that with games. I've told them I'm not going to play them anymore, and then all of a sudden I'll, like, do it. I'm like, there we go. Yeah. Good game. Stop it.
So if you tell games off, then they work for you, is what we've discovered.
Yes, of course. I have also been playing Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah.
Because I have Let's Go Eevee. And I really like that game because it's cute. And I just collect Pokemon. I do that in all forms of games.
Collect everything.
Yeah. Are we talking about mobile games? Because you mentioned the various wonderful games that you're slightly obsessed with have a mobile option. Do you have many mobile games? Are you a big mobile gamer?
See, the thing is, I will download games on the mobile and I'll play them, and then like a month later they've been sat there on my games list for like a month without me touching them. I kind of get really obsessed with them and I play them constantly for like a couple of weeks, and then I forget about them and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't need these games anymore.
I have a folder in my phone of games and I open it every so often and I'm like, when was the last fucking time I played these?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should delete them, but maybe I'll go back to... Is it bad the main game I play on my phone, this is going to sound really sad, is Solitaire?
I used to play Solitaire all the time.
I always put Solitaire on my phone, and it's something I always play on my phone.
Yeah, Solitaire and Sudoku.
Yes. I also, whenever I get that, you get the weird adverts.
Yeah.
That's like for various kind of other games, and I'm like, no, go away. The one I like is if I'm playing something like Solitaire, I'll get an advert for another Solitaire game. Okay, I've got this one, and there's only so many different ways I can play Solitaire. It's quite a limiting game like that.
Yeah.
But that's not really video games. But, are you playing anything else at the moment?
Let me check my Steam.
I'm trying to look over and see what I've got. Ooh, I have the remaster of the three Mario games on the Switch as well. So,
nice.
Super Mario Galaxy, Sunshine, and 64. I definitely did start with Super Mario Sunshine because that is a game I have stupid nostalgia for, again, on the GameCube. I have such fond memories of how to do a lot of things. So I was trying to do it in the game and I was like, oh, wait, I have to wait until I get a certain nozzle to be allowed to do that. Or I was like, oh, but I know where all the secret things are. How dare you? Also, those timing puzzles, I remember how much I fucking hate them.
Oh my God, I hate those things.
I hate those. I'm not going to lie. At one point, I got really pissed off with it now. And I was like, Barney, can you do it?
Yeah.
Because I was like, how did I play this and not get angry? I was like, oh, yeah, I did. I got really angry and I'd go off and watch a film.
Yeah.
Because that was how Becca, when playing games, used to calm down. She'd turn off the game, go watch a film, and then go, okay, I'm happy now. Let's play that game again.
Yeah. It's the same with Crash Bandicoot. Like, I hate those bloody flying levels. Like, why is he in a goddamn plane that you can't control?
The bridge. The bridge level.
Yeah.
Fucking hated that level. It's like, and there's always like, you remember the music being really cute.
Yeah.
And nice and relaxing, and then you listen to it and you're like, oh, that is the most stressing, like the drowning music. Any character's drowning or running out of oxygen music is always the most stressful music in the world. And I hate it. Also, I remember that it had it in Finding Nemo, and I was really confused by the concept of that. But then I realised it was because they were out of the water.
Yeah.
It's like, how is a fish drowning?
Drowning on air.
I'm drowning on air. I was like, that's not drowning, really. I do have The Witcher 3 to carry on playing, because I've got it on the Switch now. Got it on the PlayStation.
Yeah, me too.
But I've got it on the Switch, which I need to keep playing. I do like The Witcher 3. I really like it. It's a really good, fun game with a really fun story. However, I really hate Gwent.
I really like Gwent.
I hate Gwent with a passion because a certain someone really likes Gwent. Not you. A certain someone else really likes Gwent and plays it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that the music is ingrained in my brain. And if there is any kind of music that slightly sounds similar, it will just start playing in my head. That, and it's that weird bit of music where there's like a lady going, ah. Mm-hmm. And it just
drives you.
So wrong. I think probably if person had not been so obsessed with Gwent, I probably wouldn't mind it so much. Also, when I went and played The Witcher 3 for the first time, and you know, you go into the tavern and there's a guy who gives you your first round of Gwent, I actively avoided him and I got told I was playing it wrong. They're like, go play Gwent. I was like, no! I will leave this tavern without playing Gwent if you don't shut up and go away.
I forgot where my brain was going with that then. But I'm going to talk about something else until that comes back to me. But
okay, talk about something else.
Just going back to Gwent, though, there is a version of Gwent where you are just playing Gwent. I have this game.
I know. So does someone else. And do you know what? They were really annoyed because it's not quite the same Gwent. I also remember going to Comic-Con not long after The Witcher 3 had come out. And there were people with printed out their own version of Gwent cards.
Aww.
And they were sat outside the XL Center playing it.
Yeah.
They were playing the homemade Gwent. And I kind of looked at that and went, that's so weird, but that is so something I would do.
Yeah.
I kind of like this. Now I think you can actually buy legit Gwent cards.
I think they actually
went and made them. So, I mean, if they didn't, they were missing a goddamn trick. Did you also play the not quite Witcher game, Thronebreaker, I think it was called?
No.
Where you play as other characters. I think Geralt turns up briefly for a little while. But it's like set in the Witcher universe. It's just you don't follow Geralt's story. You follow someone else whose name completely escapes me. That's why I'm skirting around telling you what her name is. I think it's a lady. But I can't remember.
Cool.
God, The Witcher is so adapted as well. It's like everywhere now.
Yeah. I used to play The Witcher games like, it was more that Andrew would play them and I would watch them, because I'm not like a huge one for fighting. I'd much rather just play the storyline.
Yeah, I like doing that. Do you ever do that in games when you get the option to have a more story focused,
yes,
fight focused?
Yeah. I'll have like a bit of fighting, because otherwise it can get a bit boring and you just need to break up the story a little bit, but I'm always more story focused.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had to tell Andrew to stop playing Gwent so much because I wanted to finish the story and not play Gwent. Yeah. But I do still enjoy Gwent when I play it. I was going to say.
The music still annoys me. You
talking about the music. It's why I don't play video games with music on. I have never played, like, I will always put my own music on and mute the music from video games.
I think, personally, for some video games, that is a detriment. Because there are some video games with such beautiful soundtracks where the sounds, the music for the game interacts perfectly with emotions or how a scene is going. I would say not having the music is for shame on the game. I'm not saying it, you know, it might not affect your experience of the game. I just think there's some games where I think the music is so lovely, I wouldn't take. But for The Witcher, minus the Gwent music, I really like the music from that game for when you have where they go to certain bits. Geralt has his own little piece of music that plays when he's doing stuff. Ciri has her own little piece of music. Yennefer, fucking Roach, has his own bit of music.
Yeah.
But I think, I can, like, if I went and played it again, I mean, I technically should be playing it, because I got to finish it at some point. I will now put on like podcasts and listen to those. But I do like to listen to the music the first time I play a game, so I can have the whole experience.
It really does depend on the game for me. Like, I play a lot of the
shoot-em-up games. I don't bother. Same with the racing games.
Yeah.
I'll put on my own thing because the music's not important.
And it's like with House Flipper and stuff like that, you know, it's just the repeat and rinse and repeat type games. And you get that's like a how MIDI. That's how the music is as well. And it's just kind of like, I don't need to be listening to this. So.
Have you played Undertale? The game.
No.
I'd say that is definitely a game you should have the music on for, because the sound in that game is quite an important and helps with it. Another game that I think uses it music quite nicely is a game called Papers, Please, because the music is designed to be slightly oppressive and just annoying. Well, it's because do you know what Papers, Please is?
Mm-mm.
It's basically the idea is you're working in an immigration booth for a oppressive dictatorship, and you are deciding who comes in and out. And the whole point of the music is to remind you that you're kind of in this horrible, horrible bit. And it works quite well. You don't need it on all the time.
Yeah.
But it's, again, a piece of music I can hear and I go, ah, that's Papers, Please. There are some games where they'll have such fantastical soundtracks. I'm like, I have no idea if this is from a game or a movie.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Final Fantasy. I can never fucking tell. I listen to a piece of music, I'm like, is that Final Fantasy or is that a game? Or is that a film? Or is that from the film Final Fantasy? They're basically films now.
Pretty much.
Same with, like, the Fallout games, because they have their own in-game radio stations, so you can switch between them. But there's normally only one or two good radio stations to listen to.
Yeah.
And after a while, you will have used up all the songs that radio station has.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of go, I'm now going to listen to my own thing. I did like that in the new Spider-Man. Well, not the new Spider-Man. Spider-Man for the PS4. Not the Miles Morales one. Where you had J. Jonah Jameson talking. And then it would just be other stuff, but he would cut in occasionally. I did like listening out for that, because he was always so freaking funny. I did like those games. Also because it's J.K. Simmons and he's a fucking man. Wonderful, wonderful. I combined the word wonderful and man there, so I went wonderful.
Yes.
Fan.
Okay. Oh, dear.
My brain worked good.
It does work good. Is there any games that you're wanting to play and haven't, like, had chance to yet?
There's some games, I was saying this to you before we started, games I like the idea of playing, but I know I can't play because, like, for example, they'll really annoy me because they're hard. Like, Sekiro, I love the look of it. I bet it's a really fun game, but it is mercilessly hard, and I know I'm going to get angry with it, so I will never play it. So I will just look at people playing it and going, oh, it's so pretty, I kind of want to play it, and then I watch them get really angry because they can't kill this one boss. I'm like, that's why I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
I know we have a shared game that we both like the look of playing,
yes,
but it's quite glitchy, and also fuck the people who made it.
Which makes me sad, because it's we're talking about Cyberpunk, for anybody who is unaware. But it upsets me because it's also the same people who made the Witcher games.
Fuck you, CD Projekt Red. I know, you guys, because they did this thing where they were made themselves out to be really nice guys.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, it turned out they were assholes.
Yeah.
There are many other people who have done wonderful deep dives into videos explaining about what CD Projekt Red did.
Mm-hmm.
Basically covering up a lot of things, claiming they didn't agree with crunch, even though they did do crunch.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I won't they also did some really disgusting advertising things as well.
Yeah, they really were not good at all.
As I said, fuck you, CD Projekt Red, for ruining yourselves for me. I won't give them money for that game.
No.
So, same with, like, fuck you, Ubisoft, because everyone knows my feelings towards Ubisoft. I know that there are many people who I know who want me to play Assassin's Creed, Valhalla. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a little note in here. Becky had to remind me what it was called because I went, Assassin's Creed, the Viking one. Yeah. And Becky had to remind me what it was called because it annoys me. There are people I know who want to watch me play it because they think I'll just get annoyed within the first 5 minutes. And it's annoying because I do like the older games, but Ubisoft are now such a shitty company, I don't want to give them money.
Yeah,
like, again, it turns out they're assholes.
Yeah. It is a game that I would play. I've never really, like, played a lot of the Assassin's Creed games. I never really got into them, but I kind of want to play it just to see how much they actually fuck up the history. And
have you not just seen the stills from it?
Well, yeah, I've seen the stills from it, but, like, I want to see it. Like, you know, I want to be there, and I want to, like, I also want to, because obviously when they're doing the stills and stuff like that, you know, like, they've obviously hyped stuff up a little bit extra. And I haven't bothered to find anybody's, like, videos of it or anybody who's playing it live or anything like that. But, like, you know, sometimes you can change your outfit options. So I'm wondering, like, if there is any options for outfits that are more historically accurate, shall we say.
I would like that to be a thing. I've seen the stills of, like, I think they're meant to be the Saxons.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at them and, like, the hell? Yeah. Why are they dressed like that? And they're also in big stone castles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. Stone castles weren't a thing.
No.
I actually did say that on a thing on Twitter, and they went, what do you know about castles? And I was like, where do you want me to fucking start?
Yeah.
And then I loved it because I got a follow-up of, well, it's not like you've actually tried to build one. It's like, actually, I'm the worst person you could have said that to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would like to play it. But I don't want to give Ubisoft any money, because fuck you, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
But I think I will get annoyed with it quite quickly.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that sometime. We'll have to do, like, a thing when we are allowed to both be together.
Yes.
And we can play a game and get annoyed about it.
That can be one of our live streams, getting annoyed at video games.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that people will not be shocked to find out that I get annoyed about video games.
Yeah.
Particularly if they're saying the Viking.
So if anybody wants to buy us video games for the live stream.
Someone wants to send. If anyone's got, like, a used copy of Ass Creed that they don't want. Because that's the thing, like, I've got the rest of them up until that one.
Mm.
And I am very aware that their historical accuracy is not what they're going for anymore. Like,
yeah. Because they didn't do too bad, did they?
I mean, I didn't mind the one that was in Egypt.
Yeah.
That one's historical accuracy wasn't too bad. It made me really happy because, like, when you die, you have a whole thing with a feather.
Mm-hmm.
And that links to Anubis because he used to weigh your heart against a feather to find out if you were good. And I got really, really excited when I first saw that. And I was like, oh, that's really cool, because I kind of really liked Egyptian mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you mean kind of? I still do. And then I saw the Greek one, Odyssey. Again, it wasn't too bad. The problem is I don't like the future stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like the future stuff. I don't like the stuff set in present day. The characters are boring. I was really happy when, spoiler alert for a fucking whichever game that's happened in, for Assassin's Creed, when Desmond died. I was so fucking happy because he was boring as shit.
Yeah.
He was a one-dimensional character. And I was like, oh no. what a shame. Yay, we're going to get someone else. And then I still didn't like the stuff set there.
Yeah.
I did like Black Flag.
I've heard quite a few good things about that one.
I liked being able to sail around on a boat.
Yeah.
There was stuff where you had to follow characters. I hate doing that in every single Assassin's Creed game, where you have to stay a certain distance behind someone and you can't be seen. But then apparently sometimes those people can see through fences. And it's like, oh, that's not a hiding place. You've got to now hide and you failed the fucking mission. And
I hate any games that you have to sneak in to be able to move on to the next level, because you're shit at making games. And you don't actually make the characters able to just be sneaky the first time you do the bloody mission.
Yeah. Also, when you have to play as a different character and say they're really shit. And say it's set in a game where you have the option to be a superhero, but you've got to play as their shitty girlfriend who doesn't have any powers and eventually gets a taser and is then still useless. Just for an example.
Yeah.
That's definitely not a real game.
No.
Cough, cough. Fuck you, Mary Jane. Cough.
Yeah. Because who would think that having a character whose literal only thing is to be shit and stand in a corner with a taser and sometimes manage to sneak would actually be a good addition to any sort of video game?
Yeah, and then there's like Spider-Man dropping down and grabbing the bad guys out of the way. It's like, why can't I be him helping her?
Yeah.
Thank you, Andrew. sorry. Yes, fuck Ubisoft again. This is going to turn into a lot of Becca going fuck you to various game developers, because unfortunately most of them are quite shitty. There are, unfortunately, not that many that are great.
Mm-hmm.
And the big heavy hitters like Ubisoft, like now CD Projekt Red, because they are huge.
Yes.
I mean, did you play or have you heard of the game Kingdom Come Deliverance?
I've heard of it, yeah. I haven't played
it. And it was like a Kickstarter-y backed game.
Yes.
And then it kind of just turned out. So all these people promised all these wonderful things and it came out and it was utter dog shit.
Yeah.
And everyone was so upset. That's made by people called Warhorse, who are also assholes. So even smaller people are apparently assholes. Yeah. They drive away people who work for them. Because, again, they think crunch is okay. There are some really big issues that these game developers have covered up, have done, and I don't think we have really the time to go into the fact that they covered up a lot of bad things. Ubisoft have done it. CD Projekt Red have done it. They've covered up things like sexual assault. They've done horrible phobic things to many demographics of people.
Yeah.
So
if you do, we are skirting around the fact
that they've. Yeah, we could do another one about this, but I think while we're just trying to be happy and talking about video games, we're probably not going to be able to do that right now, given that this is so a nice general fuck you to all those video game developers.
Yeah.
I hope that you all rot in hell and all your penises fall off.
Also, side note, before people start going, oh, but if you don't buy the games, then all these people who actually didn't do anything bad, like the people who are designing the game, they've already been paid. So me not buying the game is not going to affect their wages. They've already been paid and have moved on to a different project. They do not care if you play the game or not.
Because this is how business works. What you do is you hire someone and you pay them before a project is completed to do their job, and unfortunately that is how it works. These people really probably don't get paid enough for the shit they go through, and people should definitely get paid a fairer wage for and not have to deal with crunch. But so if maybe we'll do an episode at some point on controversies and things like that, but I think that's a bit, that's very heavy for now. Do you have a game that you, I know, because we've said, do you have any other games that you really like the idea of playing, but you just, or you want, is a game that you want to play that's coming out?
Honestly, I've been quite like, apart from the gaming industry and games that have been coming out, Mostly because, like, I know a lot of things have been put on the back burner because of, like, COVID and stuff like that. Yeah. I know there's the new game coming out that everybody is obsessed with because it has got the ginormous vampire lady in it.
I mean, I'm not, yeah, that is Resident Evil Village. I think that's number 8.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I do really like the Resident Evil Biohazard. The one prior was really fucking good. And I kind of hope it also come on, the giant vampire lady. Yes, please.
yeah.
Who knew that they could release a thing and it would make the entire internet horny? She also stabs the person.
Of course she does.
But we don't seem to mind that bit. We're all like, oh, hello.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm guilty. I am guilty for when she appeared for the first time. I was like, hello, goddamn.
You know, whatever. So, flirt somebody's butt.
Apparently, giant vampire dude. I didn't know it was a thing I needed in my life, but there you go. Giant
there
vampire.
There you go. If you need to make Becca happy, get her some giant vampire ladies.
Get me a giant vampire lady. Or just send me pictures of the giant vampire. I have a lot of that memes for that.
Yeah,
that character on my
it
phone
doesn't surprise me, but otherwise I don't really know any other video games that are coming out. Like,
well, no, that's the thing, because, you know, unfortunately
canceled.
Yeah, unfortunately, due to COVID, a lot of things, like films that would have normally come out, have had to be pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Games that would have, because you can't really work in those environments under the COVID restrictions, you know, as hopefully everyone is taking COVID seriously, these things can start, we can start being able to interact with everyone again.
Yeah.
Businesses can go back to just having to do their jobs again, and we might get video games again. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
Did you want to do a fact now?
Yeah, let's draw a fact.
Do a fact?
Yeah. So.
Have you found one?
I found a fact. I'm not going to do a fact for video games purely because there was some bad stuff in the video games.
So
I'm going to do a nice, happy, well, I say a nice, happy one. It's probably not that happy.
I don't know. I'm going to go for my cute animal.
Oh, okay. I was reminded of a game that is coming out, which is Mask of the Rose. Which is part of the Sunless, because it's on Kickstarter, and it's part of the people who do Sunless Skies, Sunless Seas, and also the people who do the Fallen London webcomic.
I've seen an advert for that, and I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes, it's those. That is coming out, and we're backing it, and very excited for it. So hopefully, but that's not coming out until like 2022, so we've still got a while to go yet. But yes, my fact is ghost crabs growl using teeth in their stomachs.
That's amazing.
Yeah. They are 3 main teeth, a medial tooth and 2 lateral teeth that are essentially elongated hard structures. They are part of the gastric mill apparatus in the stomach where they rub against each other to grind up food. And yeah, that's where the growl noise comes from.
Imagine having teeth in your tummy.
I know.
That'd be so weird.
It would. Although I don't know if you would also notice.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we've got acid that can eat through us in our stomachs, and we don't really think about that. So.
Yeah.
Ooh, God, the human body's weird. I mean, all bodies are weird.
Yeah. Just everything is weird, really.
Oh, yes. All weirdness. Okay, well, I have a fun fact about a cute animal, and I'm just gonna, I don't know if Becky can see it. This look at the cutie. This is called an elephant shrew.
I love elephant shrews.
And he's very cute, and he's actually, they are more closely related to elephants than they are shrews. Aww. And I think I will have to share a picture of what an elephant shrew looks like, because they don't look like elephants.
No.
But apparently they are more closely related to elephants than shrews. So they are also little balls of cuteness.
Yeah.
So if you're sad, look at an elephant shrew and go, aw. And then think about how it's related to a giant African elephant.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking weird. Because also they're really small.
Yeah, so. Tiny.
They're not like this. Imagine if one was the size of an elephant and you could ride it around.
Oh. I don't think we'd find it as cute anymore.
I don't know. I think I probably still would. I think I'd be like, ooh, so cute. Fuzzy.
Yeah.
But there we go. The nice little thing. Maybe we should do this with all of them now. We'll just end with cute animal facts that we find.
Why not?
Sod trying to relate it to the thing we've talked about. Let's just talk about animals we like.
Yeah, let's just be happy at the end.
Does that mean if we do an episode about animals, we have to do like a really weird random fact related to everything but animals?
Maybe, because we might have also just like used up all the facts that we can think of in the animals episode. So
we may have done. We will discuss that in the future when we do a cute animal episode.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, everyone, please come and follow us on all the social medias. We have it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I forgot what one of them was called for a second. And we also do now have a Twitch, as everyone may have seen in our live stream. So do drop us a follow on there, as we are hoping to do more of those things in the future. If you guys want another one, hopefully we can do one. And maybe we'll play a ridiculous game and get really, really angry about how his kirtle isn't right.
Also, don't forget that we do have a Discord, so you can come and sit with us and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We just discuss everything. Show us what you're up to. We do have a work in progress and a finished section. That's not just for miniature painting. Whatever you're working on, if you're creating anything, put an image up. Let's see what you're doing. What's keeping you sane during COVID?
If you're making a baby, that might need to go in a different section.
Yeah.
But also, that should just go to my personal DMs. If you're sending those things out. But so please join our Discord. We've got a lovely little group in there. Everyone's nice and friendly, and we are all out to support each other because this is a crazy time at the moment, and it is sometimes difficult to remember that we are all there and we all love each other dearly. Unless you're Ubisoft, fuck you. And CD Projekt Red and the rest.
Everybody who's a CEO, fuck you.
All CEOs, fuck you. Give me all your money. Looking at you, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of money you don't need. You might be stepping down, but you still don't need it.
Yeah.
But so we have our minisode coming out this week.
Yeah.
It will be out on Wednesday. We are discussing couples who kill. Because we kind of alluded to that in the previous one.
Yeah.
When we were talking about women. So let's talk about couples who kill.
Yeah.
And all fun things like that. And then episode 12, I'm not going to lie, I'm super fucking excited for it, because it's going to be me getting really angry about movies.
Yeah.
And why movies are wrong.
Yeah, that one's going to be fun.
It's going to be, but it's all right, because we're going to pair it with another ranty episode for our minisode that time. And Becky's going to get ranty about why Tolkien is bad.
Yeah.
And it will be fun because
I'm not a fan of Tolkien.
Becky's not a fan of Tolkien. And I am a fan of Tolkien. I am quite a big fan of Tolkien. So it's going to be a really fun explanation. Can Becky convince me that Tolkien's not good? Who knows? Maybe she'll be able to convince me that my childhood author is not a good author. I don't know.
It's my plan.
We'll have to see. Can she succeed?
Yeah.
But everyone, till then. We will talk at you in the next one.
We will indeed.
And stay safe, stay home, look after each other, love each other in whatever ways you want.
Yeah.
And
if you need us, just reach out. Yep. We're always available.
We are all available. We are always happy to talk. So talk at you in the next one, guys. Bye bye. Bye. Also, fuck you, Wilson. Bye.
Yeah, you really
bye. Good night.